Citrus Health Management Area, or CHEMA, Program Assistant Brandon Page says HLB spreading psyllids are significantly reduced in well-run CHEMA programs.
We have significantly reduced the psyllid population throughout the entire state from 2012 to 2013. From the data we received from the USDA and FDAC's TAP sampling effort that's going throughout the state. So the CHEMA program is working, and the CHEMA is where we see good participation in the coordinated sprays and good leadership. The populations are significantly reduced as compared to other CHEMAs that are not as active and are going about psyllid control on an individual basis. If you look at it on a township, range, and section basis, If you look at the CHEMAs that are doing a very good job of coordinated control, most of the TRS's report counts of zeros or an average of less than one psyllid per block for the TRS, as compared to other CHEMAs that are not so active, where I've seen averages for the TRS's that are as high as 100 or 200, sometimes even higher. So it definitely makes a difference in control. How you're doing it, individual versus coordinated. As far as the state goes, I believe in November of 2012, we were at an average of six psyllids per block for the entire state. And then November of 2013, we were at an average of four psyllids per block for the entire state. So, it shows that the psyllid population has been reduced, and we're making progress.
Page tells where to find the CHEMA website and what information is available on it.
The website for the CHEMA program is www.flchema.org. On this website, you can find a lot of information about the CHEMA program and our scouting data that's being produced by USDA and FDACS. There's a variety of scouting reports available. There are some trend graphs on there showing psyllid populations for each of the 48 different CHEMAs. The sectional mapping program is also located on here. So this is all available to anybody who would like to see it. There's no charge to view this information. For the sectional mapping program, we do ask that you sign up for it. And to do that, we need your name, your email, and to create a username and password, and then you'll be given full access to the program. It will be updated. The sectional mapping program will be updated every 3 weeks when new scouting data is made available from regulatory agencies.
Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.